everybody, Dr. Bulow, and in this episode of Staying Connected, we're going to talk about a very small, very fundamental mindset shift. It was one of the first ones that I ever really heard in the space of mindset and shifting your mindset and how you look at things. And it's this idea of get to versus have to. It's the fundamental switch that needs to be turned on in your brain to be living an attitude of gratitude. And I'll tell you what, it's a life that leads to a lot more happiness and fulfillment. And I hope you like it. As always, if you enjoy the episode, even if you hate it, hit me up afterwards, let me know you're listening, and let me know what you thought. Hey everybody, Dr. Bulow here, and I had a thought this morning that I may have talked about in the past, but it bears repeating. I have a better mood about what I'm doing, and therefore I do a better job at it, if I approach the challenge with the attitude that I get to do it, not that I have to do it. Get to versus have to. It's a very subtle and often commented on switch in overall mentality, but I think it's an important one because it frames us in the attitude of gratitude. We get the opportunity to work hard and make something of ourselves in the United States of America, for example. We could complain about, the vices of capitalism or the weather in which we live or the politics, or we could do all that. But the reality is, I'm just talking politics now, but it could be health. But capitalism has brought more people out of poverty than any other political system on the face of the earth. So in a similar way, we could talk about health. I was up multiple times last night with my daughter, who is diabetic, just kind of managing her sugar levels. And at times I can become frustrated with that. You know what I mean? I can become frustrated with God. I can become frustrated with a lot of aspects of having a family member with a chronic illness. I mean, I'm a chiropractor, right? Chiropractic and the body's innate ability to heal should be able to heal all, right? I should have kids that are the Adonises and the Greek goddesses of health. I just laugh because that illusion was shattered for me a long time ago. That life, we don't live in the Garden of Eden anymore. And there is no guarantee of perfection now in the world that we live in. But we do get to live in it. I do get to take care of my daughter at home. She doesn't have to be hospitalized. I do get to take care of my daughter who's still alive. And there's a lot of parents out there who have lost their children due to illnesses or accidents or genetics or who knows what. But I get to have Taylor at home and I get to work with her. And she gets to learn how to be responsible. She gets to learn at a young age how decisions have consequences. She can't just eat whatever she wants. She has to plan ahead. She has to dose ahead. She gets that learning experience that a lot of people don't get. And who knows how that'll change the trajectory of her life. So when we get to do things, it puts us in a much different mindset than when we have to. I have to go to work today. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. You get to go to work. You also get to quit if you want to. You don't have to quit. You get to. You have that afforded to you. So my hope is that we all reframe a little bit in the context of choice. And if you don't have a choice, I remember there was a book that was written by a survivor I'm drawing a blank on it. There was a survivor in World War II, the concentration camps that the Jews were put in, the Holocaust, my goodness, shame on me, the Holocaust. And the survivor of the Holocaust famously wrote a book and a journal about his mindset when he was in the middle of the concentration camps being tortured. The one last thing he had control over was his mental faculties and how he interpreted his suffering and his torture. And what he said was he focused on what he would do with that information when he would get out. and how he would share it with others. And basically, the point of the story was that he had control of his mind, where his captors had control of his body. They had control of everything they would do to him and what he would get to do physically or not do. But he could control his mind, and he focused his mind on how he interpreted that. So at the end of the day, we always have a choice. We always have a choice. If for nothing else, we have the choice of our mental capacity. And the get to versus have to capacity, I think, changes the quality of our life. I think that's a choice we all have. We can choose to be grateful that we have a choice in life, and we can choose how we act accordingly. And when I realize the choice that I have, and it could be worse, it almost always could be worse in our situations, then I choose to engage with my life with more gratitude, more vigor, more anticipation, and more optimism for what could come the next day and the next day and the next day. So thanks for choosing to be on this podcast with me. Thanks for choosing to be a part of my life. And I hope that you get to have some great choices today. We'll talk to you next time.